Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 103, and today we're going to be talking about the last heavy, really, really heavy song from the When Painkillers Fail album. What makes this song different is that, first of all, it's enormous compared to other tracks. It has a very, very, very extended intro, which consists of many parts, and the first one and most notable is the ambient intro, which contains in it a dream, which is retold in a rather creepy way, in a creepy voice, so to speak. And mind you, back in 2007, the timbre of my voice was different, of course, so it sounds kind of weird. Anyways, as compared to my modern recordings. But the whole song was based on a dream, an actual dream, that I've seen in fall 2007. And I'm not going to explain the song. I'm not going to explain the lyrics and what is it all about and, you know, etc., etc., etc. I will just say this one thing. I've just re-listened to this song and I realize that it is eerily prophetic of whatever is going on in the world right now. This is how I see it. And it's weird and it's really scary because, you know, one other thing is that it almost makes me feel like I want to write another album and call it When Painkillers Win. There's something to that effect. And that would be probably a super sarcastic album. But there would be a lot of things to talk about. A lot of things to talk about. See, back in 2007, I was not really aware of a lot of things on the global scale. I suspected certain things, I just kind of felt them out, but I didn't really know what comes from where and why things are happening. I think nowadays, 16 years later, I like to think that I have a better grasp on reality and a better understanding of these big things. And I think that that might allow me to write a sequel to When Painkillers Fail and call it When Painkillers Win, and write it about today. Keep it heavy, keep it punchy, say it as it is. This kind of feel. Keep it raw. I have another idea, and that is for Aeolus Severance, another sequel that I wanted to do, and that is Aeolus Psychohazard. And I think Aeolus Psychohazard When Painkillers Win, I think these two albums would have a lot in common. They would be both, perhaps, or maybe they would merge, I don't know. I think them both would be probably like respective sequels to their predecessors, but on a whole new level. And both of them would be really heavy, with a lot of bite, very brutal, raw, in your face, as it is, just as it is. And of course, I'm looking back at, you know, when I was working on Serial Number, on this track, and I'm thinking, damn it. There was only so much that I could do production-wise, but I've tried to do, you know, I've tried to do the best I could to convey the message that I felt I wanted to convey. And it turned out not so bad. I mean, granted, the mixing could have been a lot better, you know, blah, 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 blah. From a sound engineer's standpoint, you can just destroy the whole damn thing and say that it's just horrible. It is not that horrible. It has its own flavor, I think. It has its own flavor. It has its own texture. It has a message. And that's perhaps even more important. And there is, of course, no going back into 2007 and redoing all of this or making it any better, because it is what it is. You know, I had a crappy mic at the time. I had a computer, you know, whatever computer I had. I had limited CPU. I didn't have real guitars. I used electronic guitars, which I was programming note by note by note by note. And that's not bad for that time. I think it's not bad. And in whichever case, of course, I want to invite you to explore the entire When Painkillers Fail album, including the serial number. I think I will kind of keep it short this time, and probably I will cut it short on the music analysis section, just because this song is so difficult to decipher by ear. There's so much going on, and it is so speedy. So I will just give more of a generic overview this time, all right? So with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So, First thing is that the song is in C minor, amazingly. I'm surprised it's not in A minor, because that would actually make it even lower, but it is in C minor, somehow. Not a very guitar key, though. And as I said in the previous section, I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty of it, just because it is almost impossible to discern by ear all of the nitty-gritty of this song, with all the intricacies in the riffs, etc., etc. Some riffs I just can't discern altogether. It's too difficult to figure out. And even things like the verses, I will try to pick up the melody, but figuring out what the heck are the electronic guitars doing there, what the bass line is doing, is so difficult, really. It's all just too fast and beyond my ability. So let's listen. You know what? I will not play the very, very, very intro. I think I will skip right to where the drums start. And from there on, I will play it all the way to the first hook. All right? So let's listen, and then I will comment. As you can hear, as the ambient intro subsides, and it kind of still flutters somewhere there in the back, the first drums start to show up. Tum, tum, ta-tum, tum, tum, ta-tum, tum, tum, ta-tum. dum dum dum, and there's a dum pum pum pum, dum 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 dum. So it all starts with mostly it's C. Occasionally it moves up to a D flat, and sometimes then when it starts to escalate and build up and build up and build up, dum da 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 dum dum pum pum pum. Bam! Right before it goes into the actual, what I've called a wild riff. And then there is something, I just can't even catch it, what's going on there. Something like this. That riff, which I fail to discern, really. I can sort of estimate the scale that had been used there. It's most likely my favorite scale, the Phrygian minor, with C minor, with a D flat, also with an F flat. This is very likely. Also, probably, it utilizes occasionally a B flat and sometimes a B natural, something to that effect. Probably an F sharp occasionally, when convenient. Something like that. So this riff repeats and repeats and repeats, and there is a scream that happens at the same time. I'm a new mistress, I'm your new god, I'm your true savior, the one that you want. And then after that, we're going into the first verse. Oh, no, 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 I'm sorry. Over this wild riff, what's going on there is a scream that says, have you got a serial number? No. Do you want a serial number? Yes. That's what's going on there. And then after that, we're immediately moving into the first verse. And again, I'm not going to be able to discern whatever the electronic guitars are doing and whatever the bass line is doing, but here's what's going on in the melody. I watch several million cockroaches wait for me, blind-faithed children of their fright and apathy. Every one of them had neither wish nor will save an itchy crab that makes them makes them bitch and new. So here is the we're in harmonic C minor, and occasionally you have an F flat here going into an E flat, like in the end of this verse. Here it is. Sounds like an alteration between major and minor. Then there is a little bridge that uses an A flat major. I'm your new mistress. I'm your new god. Then it goes into an F flat major. I'm your true savior. The one that you want. The one that you want. And then after that, immediately we're going into the hook, which is probably the simplest part of the song. It starts with a C minor.
Slow mind and delighted, I've chosen your way. I'm minded and find it.
So, there's a C minor, then an E flat major, 7 plus 7. Then we're going into a B natural major. down into a G major. Then into a D flat major, plus 7, plus 9. Plus 7, plus 9, 11. Then again into C minor.
I'm minded and finding.
Again, E flat major, plus 7. Then again, B natural, B major natural.
Alternate.
And then we're going to get into G major, minus 7.
This way.
And I'm going into an D flat major, minus 7, 9, 11. That's what it is. And then after that, there is a bridge, but we need to listen to it first. So let's go ahead and listen from here all the way to, I don't know, to the end. And then I will make a rundown of the song and comment. So, after that, there was a kind of a falling bridge. Da-da-da-da-dum, 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 with this kind of movement. And then we're going into the second verse, which is, again, it has the same exact melody as the first one. And then again, I'm your new mistress. I'm your new mistress. I'm your new god, etc., etc. That little bridge. God. I'm your true savior. This is an F flat major. The one that you want. D flat major. -7/9. And then again, the hook. And then after this hook, we're going into a running riff, what I've named a running riff, for lack of a better word. It kind of goes... something to that effect. And I can't discern it really. And it runs and runs and runs for a while. It's a pretty wild part. And then after that, we're going into something that I've labeled a happy riff, where there you can hear the screams, follow me, follow me, follow me. I'll clean up your minds. Follow me. I've got nothing to bother about from now on. Follow me. Inhale the irony. Follow me into the chains of your reality. Follow me. Because you can't exist anywhere else. Follow me. Everything's to be in its right place. Follow me. Need more illusions? You'll get them. Follow me. Get your serial numbers and lives and spend them. And this is kind of... I don't know what kind of chords are going on there. There is some kind of motion going on. Be something like this, I don't know. Difficult to discern. Then after that, we're going into the wild riff, which we've heard in the very beginning, which was that it's kind of broken. That one. Only this time the rhythm section goes halftime and it reiterates, I'm your new mistress, be stable. I'm your new mistress, be stable ever after. I'm your new god, be stupid ever after. I'm your true savior, be fucking ever after. The one that you want, take that shit. I'm your new mistress, be serial ever after. I'm your new god, be quiet ever after. I'm your true savior, be happy ever after. The one that you want, take this shit. So this is basically what the song concludes with. And then in the very end, there is just a... the hook melody fades out. It's being played in some kind of high-soaring pad. And then there is an outro growl that just an ambient growl that just dies out, and there is again some kind of drums that are also dying out. So this is the basic analysis for serial number, and with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? And as you can conclude, as you might have already concluded, Serial Number is not a happy song at all. It's a pretty wild one, perhaps the wildest song on the entire album. The way I would put it, I would say that this is the definitive song of the album, because it kind of summarizes a lot of things and it drives the whole point home. After you go through the whole first part of the album, through all of those things, and you get over that safe harbor, Nude Prelude, which sits in the very center of the album. And then you get over that and you move on further down the list. And then you get here to this point. This is the song that summarizes the entire message of When Painkillers Fail. It has a very big message and speaks about serious big things. And I think that I will most likely create a sequel to this album, just because these are serious topics and they're absolutely worth talking about. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I'm starting to feel like it's well worth it. I haven't listened to this album in a very long while myself, but now that I did, now that I, you know, that I'm almost done talking about it, I want to definitely invite you to check it out. And if you haven't heard any of my music, please check it out on any major streaming platform. Look for Catherine Corelli. The link is going to be in the footnotes to this episode. Pick something for yourself. Maybe some darker music, maybe some heavier music, maybe something lighter. I have plenty of music for you. And as per usual, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is southerncaracol.com. Skin health and aromatherapy products, mostly oatmeal and honey soap bars and shampoo bars, lotions, lip balms, and other things. Check out the website, pick something for yourself, make yourself a present, and you will not regret it. And with that being said, I think I'll be wrapping up this episode. Thank you very much for being with me. Have a wonderful weekend. I apologize for dropping this episode one day later. There was just no way that I could record it yesterday. And I hope that next time, next Saturday, everything will drop on time. So have yourself a wonderful weekend, and you'll hear me on the next episode.